531. Competence is a multi-sector industry training organization that helps the Kiwi industry grow skills, careers, and businesses. Fiona Kingston has been the CEO of Competence since January 2016. Prior to becoming CEO, she held portfolios that cover operations, strategy, innovation, business transformation, and Māori and Pasifika development. Before joining Competence in 2009, Fiona worked in the media, food, manufacturing, emergency services, and hospitality sectors. Fiona Kingston is on the line. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Fiona.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Now, could you give us an overview of what Competence is, please?
Sure. We are an industry training organisation. So that what that means is we support workplace training and apprenticeships throughout New Zealand across 37 different industries. So things such as manufacturing, food and beverage, engineering and engineering-related industries, through to butchers and bakers, and even in the forestry industry. So we support a number of sectors. We train about 20,000 people a year in across these sectors.
Wow, that is a lot of people. As a Pasifika radio station, we'd be interested whether many of those 20,000 would be Pasifika people themselves.
Yes, we do. We have a number of Pasifika enrolled in the qualifications that we have. We did do some research last year because we weren't getting as many Pasifika coming into some of our trades, particularly in the engineering trades. And a lot of that came down to actually making sure that we were marketing the roles of the industries that we work in that actually related to some of the young Pasifika people. So we spent a lot of time designing new marketing that actually connected and told the story of both the work and the lives of these young people. And that's really helped us to promote some of the industries that we support into the schools, because that's a big channel for us, is trying to promote our industries into the schools.
Now, people out there listening who might be considering taking up an alternative career, how can Competence help someone like that?
Lots of ways. So we have a national field of what we call as training advisors, and they will support, when you're in the workplace, support the trainees and apprentices right throughout their apprenticeship to make sure that they are getting all the support that they need to study and be successful. We also have a group of our careers advisors. So we have schools careers advisors, Māori and Pacific careers advisors, who go out and meet with community groups as well as into the schools to promote the industries that we have. And there's also going to the good old website, where we've got lots of links and access to information around the apprenticeships that we have on offer.
Why would someone take up an apprenticeship? What are the advantages of having an apprenticeship?
Great question. Look, apprenticeships are a great way for people to get into industries. It enables you to earn while you're learning. So you're working full-time in an industry and then you are applying your studies along the way. So it's a really great way to be able to still be in employment while you're also gaining your qualifications. It's a really hands-on apprenticeship for people that like working with their hands, making stuff, doing stuff. So if you're practical, they're great ways of learning. And I think the other key thing in the situation that we now find ourselves in with COVID and the recovery, our industries are going to be calling out for people to come in and help to support the recovery. Prior to COVID, we were in a skills shortage, so we already had heaps of vacancies, and that will continue throughout the recovery. So apprenticeships are a great way to be able to get yourself in the door and start your career.
You've mentioned twice already that you work within the schools, and that's a wonderful way to get to our young people. But what about our people who have been working in a particular field now in their 20s, perhaps in their 30s, even pushing 40s? Is it too late for them? Do they need to go to an education facility, so to speak?
No, not, it's never too late. So it's a great question. I got asked this the other day too. There is a perception that all apprentices are school leavers, and they're actually not. 40% of our apprentices are over the age of 25, and we have apprentices in their 30s, 40s, and even some in their 50s. So it's never too late to reskill. And we have great success actually with older workers that understand what it's like to work hard on the job and can pick up and be supported through their studies, through their apprenticeship as well.
And finally, Fiona Kingston, how can people get more information about Competence?
Yeah, so great. Please go to our website, competence.org.nz. That has links to all of the apprenticeships that we have available and some great information around if you're interested in an apprenticeship, what you need to do and how you need to get yourself prepared for that. Or they can ring through to our 0800 line as well, and our great customer support team would be happy to talk through what the options are available for them.
Fiona Kingston, CEO of Competence, thank you so much for your time and for the work that you continue to do for all of our communities.
Well, thank you so much, E.T. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. You're listening to Early Edition with at 5:31 PI Pacific People Together. If you're going to be looking for Competence, then it is Competence with the Z right at the end. Competence, and then it'll probably be .co.nz, but if you Google Competence, then that will get you to the right website, where it sounds like signing up would be a pretty easy job. There is somebody there who will work with you to get you into an apprenticeship, if that is what you're looking for.